Your home for the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
This is Joe McIntosh with Action Auto Parts welcoming you back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, starring my number one guy, Steve Mortland.
Look out, here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's past Elliott Sadler, he's free and clear of lap traffic, and he is flying up the back straightaway. 1.5 car lengths behind Kyle Busch in third.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing as we wrap up our last segment of the first hour here with you again on North Sound 1380, your home for racing in the Pacific Northwest, if not the entire world.
True.
It's a bold statement, but it needed to be made. It's a pleasure to bring on our next guest. And I guarantee you that if you are a listener of North Sound Racing, that probably a year ago, unless you made monthly payments to Nationwide Insurance, you probably didn't have a clue who Nationwide Insurance was. And sometimes you just kind of need to step up and really get your name out there. And boy, did these guys do it. Nationwide Insurance took over the title sponsorship for the NASCAR Busch Series, which was a ongoing concern for just about 25 years, and now Nationwide is in on it. And joining us from the Linwood office of Nationwide Insurance is Ryan Ferry. Hi, Ryan. It's good to have you here, bud.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So you are a true racing fan. I heard you telling Carla that you've spent a lot of time over, I believe it was on the Olympic Peninsula growing up and watching short track stuff over there.
I did, actually. Yeah, I was born in Port Angeles a few years ago, not too long ago. Yeah, grew up
okay,
over there.
Okay, we're all friends here. You can
We'll keep that a secret. But, okay. No, yeah, I watched the track every weekend over there growing up as a kid, and happy to hear it's still going on. I haven't been over there for a while, so that's always good to know. I know some of those drivers over there, and they're always good guys. So,
yeah. Yeah. Ever got behind the wheel?
Not, no.
Do you have desire still?
I do, you know, and I believe it's like the Richard Petty experience and things like that down in Vegas and stuff like that. Those are just insane what those guys get to do in those cars. So it's always been a little pipe dream, but we'll see if I ever accomplish that. So.
Well, you told me you went to a Vegas track about 6 or 7 times, so you need to do that.
Yeah, 4 or 5, actually, when we went down there. It's something. I mean, it's you get above 80 miles an hour, that starts to get you freaked out a little bit. So
we did it in February.
Is it fun?
It was awesome.
You know, Ryan, a good day at the tables, you could pull that off.
Yeah,
you could. Yeah, and I had a couple good running streaks going there. But
go into it with a goal, man. You can accomplish anything.
Yeah, that'll set you back a few bucks. So yeah. That's
so
good.
With Nationwide, now you're an agent for Nationwide. Is that what you...
Correct. Yeah, I'm an independent agent for them. Yep. I'm basically have a licensing agreement with Nationwide to sell their insurance, and we do it down in the Linwood office down next to Alderwood Mall.
Now, how long had you dispensed the Nationwide product?
It's a good way to put it, yeah. Dispense is a good word, but we've had that agency open just about a year and a half now. Uh-huh. My career with Nationwide has been about twice that, about 3 years, but we've had the agency down there since officially opened in October 1st of last year, or of 06, I'm sorry. So it's been a good endeavor. We're very happy down there, and I'd like to see more people come through the front door.
How about a website?
Nationwide.com. It's pretty simple. Just search for Linwood, and we're right there.
Good.
Okay, so here you are, what, about a year and a quarter into this project, and then all of a sudden your fax machine fires off, and all of a sudden Nationwide is a major NASCAR sponsor. What kind of buzz did that create? Because I know you guys all, you know, you all talk a lot and look for ways to get people to come through your door so you can, as we so eloquently put it, dispense your product. You had to thought that was a pretty good deal.
It was amazing. I mean, it was really hush-hush, you know, to be honest with you. It wasn't something we knew about till about a week before the deal started to get done. My understanding is Anheuser-Busch still wanted to keep the series. They were just, you know, keeping their feet slowly moving forward. And Nationwide came in at the right time, and I guess the money sounded right to the series, and they took it. So
yeah.
It did make the phone ring. Yeah,
it was.
We got a lot of fans out there, and a lot of our clients are fans. They were very happy to see that. A couple of people were a little concerned the rates might go up after that, but we got a couple choice emails. But all in all,
people were that concerned.
People are that concerned. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
It wasn't a small amount of money, so.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, one thing that could offset it, and you know, announcers, and this might have been a good question to ask Paul when we were talking to him, but a lot of money always changes back and forth between announcers when they, you know, can't quite grasp that Nationwide is the sponsor. And you still hear it today that, you know, they inadvertently slip, call it the Busch Series, and then all of a sudden, bingo, it's a Nationwide. But it's got to be kind of overwhelming sometimes to see your logo on just absolutely everything when you tune into ESPN to watch a Busch race. It's got to be cool.
It's awesome, yeah. I mean, my favorite commercial, I think, is the one that runs on ESPN all the time with the Nationwide Series, and it's got the old school track cars going around there. It's all slow motion. I'm doing a horrible job of explaining it, but you'll see it when you see it. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's just amazing. It is very, very exciting to see that. We do struggle to get our brand out there a little bit. We're a dominant East Coast company. We recently just moved west of the Mississippi, so most people out here did not know Nationwide, like you said, unless they're paying their bill or had a claim with someone that had it. But yeah, we're very excited to be part of the series.
It's
so
very cool.
So how about a couple of your favorite drivers?
That's the tough one. It's favorite's got to be Jeff Gordon, though. I mean, really, I don't know if I should tell people that or not, but
you know, Galen likes Jeff Gordon.
No, I've watched him for years. He's the only guy that I've really ever identified with, and he's just been a good driver for so long. It's just hard not to like the guy. So
right.
I was hoping he would get a little closer to his fifth championship last year, but he didn't quite get there. So. He'll get there this year. He's back in the top 10. So
yeah, it's something about fatherhood that took his focus away from
something.
It,
you know,
and
a couple
and nothing personal. I mean, I know you're a good guy and you're a new advertiser here, but he's just been stinking the place up.
Yeah. Well, I felt bad. I was down at the Vegas race earlier this year, and he was right there in the end. I think he was running second or third at the time with Dale, and then just got clipped in the end and. He hit the wall really hard. It was a little dicey there for a minute. They shut the track down, came out, and he was okay, thank goodness. But it was a little dicey. Yeah. I was a little worried for my guy.
What lights your wick about this sport? What gets you?
You know, really, it's I really didn't pay much attention until I went to my first race, and then once you go and you feel the sheer power of the cars flying by, the sound. Just the dirt flying through the air. I mean, everything about it, the smell, it's just amazing. It just psychs you up so bad. And then you watch it and you do kind of, the back of your mind, you're waiting for that big crash, obviously, I'll admit it.
Is it the crash or the side by side rubbing and racing that really gets you going?
I think he starts to see his estimator pad coming out.
Yeah, we don't insure those cars, thank goodness. Nice premium, but
lots of practice you could get off one of those.
You could, yeah.
Write one of those things out, but it just you sound like such an atypical fan that just there's so much about it. It's a lot to absorb, especially when you're at live Nextel or Nationwide race.
Yeah, it's an amazing event. What is there, 50, 60 million fans, I think, in the U.S.?
The only thing bigger is professional football. And the cool part is here at North Sound 1380, our racing coverage sells out. I mean, they'll always find ways to take on new clients, as they have in your case. Mm-hmm. But it sells out just boom.
Yeah, we're, on top of the advertising here at the station, we do have some affiliations with the Evergreen Track and Skagit and stuff like that. You'll see our billboards out there.
Cool.
We'll be out there shaking hands with some of the fans out there throughout the year and watching the drivers. So
now, have you had a chance to get up to Skagit?
No, I have not. I've not been to that track. So I've been out to Evergreen, but not Skagit.
Saturday night.
Yeah. You'll need we're putting together our Skagit survival kit.
Rain gear, I hear, right?
Yeah, rain gear. Well, not so much rain gear, because if it rains, obviously at Skagit you can't go. But you do need some full goggle, eye protection, and beer protection.
Beer,
well, because
where Steve sits,
where we hang out, it's always a good time. But, yeah, getting up to Skagit, and, you know, as what we do on this show is we talk about tracks all over the Pacific Northwest. I mean, you know, Evergreen Speedway is obviously big with this station. Skagit Speedway looks like they're coming on board as well. But and you mentioned, Port Angeles Raceway. Mm-hmm. But there is so much cool stuff to see around here. Even if you don't go to one of the major racetracks, I mean, you can go down to a Boeing parking lot practically on any given Saturday and watch them autocross and race these dumb little motorcycles.
These 5 to 16-year-olds out at the quarter midget track.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't cost anything to go watch, and really good racing out there.
Just having fun.
Right? Just having fun, that's right. Yeah.
You know, we were asking him if he'd ever been in a race car, and you know what a Hornet car is?
I think I remember the term. Not quite sure, though.
Well, Galen is a champion. in the Hornet division. And you need to get behind the wheel of one of those. We could probably, actually, with your connections with Evergreen Speedway, it probably wouldn't be too tough. So kind of press the issue a little bit.
I'll remember that.
Yeah, that adrenaline, that's a nasty drug. So we're always, like I mentioned, looking for new sponsors for our show and North Sound 1380 in general. But what got you to sign on the dotted line with this place?
Well, I got to give credit to Sarah on that one. That was her deal. But
she doesn't let go, does she?
No, she was tenacious. That's the word.
There you go.
But, well, we were looking to do something, and you guys obviously have the NASCAR affiliation. It was a win-win, obviously. Mm-hmm. And just the connection with the tracks up here locally, it made a lot of sense. And the listeners out here, obviously, hopefully they'll come out and be fans of Nationwide as well.
Yeah. Well, okay. Good luck. Where is your location at?
Physically at 19125 33rd Avenue West in mm-hmm. Linwood. We're about a block east of Alderwood Mall, right by Pro Golf. So,
okay.
If you know where the golf store is, you know where we are.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so you can be assured that you know that you'll get your plugs on this station. We do this for fun, and it's been a lot of fun having you. So.
No, I appreciate it.
What about motorhome insurance?
Absolutely. The answer is always yes. We can get anything done.
If it rolls, you can insure it, huh? It
comes down to cost. That's
and
it.
What about a phone number if anybody is interested in your dispensation of services?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 425-774-1324 locally here.
Cool. Well, very good job. You did okay, my friend.
Thank you very much. I'm paranoid like anything.
Oh, but no,
I hope you'll come back.
What I tell you on the phone, it'll be over before you know it.
You're absolutely right. This was a lot of fun. Thanks
all
for having
right.
me, guys.
Thank you very much. Ryan Ferry, we do appreciate him being with us. We are going to play for you Kelly Hart's Open Wheel Report for this week, and then we got Sports Center at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with
Gary Taylor.
Gary Taylor. It's going to be fun. So check out Kelly's report. We'll be back after these messages.
This is the Northwest Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report on North Sound Racing. I'm Kelly Hart. At Damming Speedway last Friday night, Jason Bloodgood won the 1200s, Garrett Archer in the 600 restricteds, Logan Forler in the 600s. 250 win went to Jake Benson, and winning the Casey Kane Jr. Sprints was Austin Sheridan. At Elma, make it two in a row for Jamie Barnes in the ASCS Weekly 360s at Grays Harbor Raceway. Gannon Thomas from St. Helens, Oregon won the modified main event. At Afredo Raceway Park, the third annual Cast Iron Wing Sprint Nationals was held. Andy Alberding was the race winner, taking home the $1,000 check. Jeff Bird was second, and local driver Mike Fote was third. Kudos to Alberding and Bird for the great show the fans were treated to. It was one of the most entertaining sprint car races this reporter has ever witnessed. In the limited sprint main at Cottage Grove last Saturday, Roseburg rookie driver Jake Waddell held off two-time winner Brandy Bounds for his first career sprint car win, and the modified main was captured by Gus Cooper, who set the fast time on the night. Northwest Legends were at Wenatchee Valley Super Oval, with the win going to Nick Carey in the rain-shortened race. 20 Northwest Legends made the tow to the high bank quarter mile. Sean Gentry won the modified main at Willamette Speedway in Lebanon, Oregon last Saturday. Rob Maillea set fast time at 17.837. It was Mark Atkinson winning the WMRA race at South Sound Saturday night. Evan Margeson set fast time. And at State Line Stadium and Speedway, Cole Tupling won the main event, his first ever in the Inska Sprints. Defending champion Tony Berry set fast time. Berry made heavy contact with the water barrier Saturday, and we understand he's doing fine at press time. On this week's schedule, Damming Speedway hosts all five classes of mini sprints on Friday. Saturday night races include Wesco Sprints at Port Angeles for the first of five shows there. Skagit Speedway is hoping to avoid the R word for a second straight week, as they feature three classes of sprint cars, including the Outlaw 410 Sprints. At Elma, the ASCS 360 sprints are on the schedule, along with the Modifieds and the Ford Focus Midgets. Afredo Raceway Park features their local Crow Sprints this week, and the Northwest Legends are at South Sound Speedway in Tenino/Rochester. That's it from the Open Wheel World. I'm Kelly Hart with the Northwest Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report on North Sound Racing. Thanks for listening to the home of motorsports on the radio in the Northwest, North Sound 1380 KRKO.